You're listening to episode 14 of High School Counseling Conversations, three ways to build your confidence with high school counseling classroom lessons. I'm not talking about using classroom lessons to build your confidence as a person or a counselor. I'm here to tell you how to grow your confidence if you're nervous to be in front of students in a classroom, or you just don't know how to feel more comfortable in the classroom setting. After all, you didn't go to college to become a teacher, right? I know that we can think of all the things we'd like to strike from our roles and responsibilities. Most of us are actively trying to get 504s or lunchroom duty or bus duty off of our other duties assigned. Notice my sarcastic air quotes. But maybe you have dreams of striking classroom lessons off of that list too. Unfortunately for you, that is not going to happen. That's part of our role. If you didn't listen to episode 12, all about how learning student names can positively impact relationships in and out of the classroom, head back there and listen, and maybe you'll get a little more gung-ho about classroom lessons and the benefits that they offer. So, if you'd rather poke out your own eyeballs than do a song, a dance, a game, and or a lesson in front of high school students, episode 14 is for you. Let's talk about three ways to build your confidence with high school counseling classroom lessons. Are you ready for it? High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. My thought process for this episode has stemmed from having high school counseling interns under me and then from being an intern in the past. Classroom lessons can be terrifying. We can all admit that. How are we expected to manage the behaviors of 30 mini adults that we potentially don't even know the names of? I've had interns who were ready to dive in head first and interns who were only comfortable dipping a toe in the water. But the truth is, we all have to face classroom lessons sooner or later. So you've got to psych yourself up and dive into the deep end, even if it takes your breath away. I've got three ways to build your confidence with your high school counseling classroom lessons coming at you. Let's go. Here's our first tip. Consider starting small. I remember starting small with my classroom lessons as an intern. It made total sense in my head, and I'm so glad that my supervisor was the one who suggested it. So now I'm passing this tip on to y'all. If I could handle a smaller group of students, I could ease myself into a bigger class. It really helped me build my confidence. I used that same strategy when I wanted to set some of my interns up for success as well. My recommendation here is go to a special ed resource class or tutorial class, whatever you call it at your school. Maybe this came from relationship building, but I always found that these special ed teachers were super accommodating and flexible at letting me or an intern into their classrooms that had actually small class sizes. So their classroom environment, I found, was usually really laid back and welcoming. This is a great place to get your feet wet with classroom lessons or just to try out a new lesson before you bring it to a larger scale in your school. Apart from the feel of the room being welcoming, this resource room can be a great place to try out a new lesson. You'll get a good idea of how long the lesson may take or what ability levels can handle what you're going to throw at them, since you'll have a range of abilities all in one room. When you're finished testing out your lesson or activity, go make some notes immediately. Do you need to tweak or change something before you do this on a larger scale? Do you need more materials, so you need to be prepared in a different way than you expected? Was something that you tried to explain exceptionally confusing? How can you go back and reword that or think through it differently? Do you think you'll need some better examples when it comes to a particular topic that maybe you didn't anticipate before you went into this lesson? Use some time and space to iron all of this out right after you do the lesson. Implement your changes as soon as you leave those classroom lessons. Are you looking for some done-for-you classroom lessons to incorporate into your high school counseling classroom sessions? Head over to my TPT store, Counselor Click, for all of your lesson planning needs. Go check out one of my favorites, Goal Setting and Soft Skills Classroom Lesson. Get it by going to counselorclick.com/goals. I'll also link it in the show notes. Let's get back to the show. We're now moving into idea number two. Be prepared and give yourself enough time. Even as a veteran classroom lesson giver who is very comfortable in front of students, I can easily get flustered if I'm sprinting to a classroom and disheveled when I get there. I cannot tell you how many times I've sprinted up three flights of stairs to arrive in a classroom sweating, winded, and quite honestly, just a mess. I mean, breathing heavy, can't catch my breath, can't even say hey to the teacher, a mess. So here's my first thought on being prepared for a day of lessons. Don't leave work the day before until you've prepared for your lessons for the next day, because chances are you'll walk in the morning forgetting you're supposed to start the morning immediately in a classroom. You'll have no time to print or cut or staple anything, especially if you're headed to that classroom first thing. You need to have your pile of stuff ready to go. So prep any materials you need, get them in a bucket or something that's easy to carry, because you're about to lug your stuff all over the school. Bring your computer to that classroom and don't forget your charger. Get to the room in time to set up your computer. Make sure the sound works. Bring up anything you'll be showing on the screen, like any presentations or any videos. Click on all your links. Make sure they open. Play the actual video. Make sure it plays. Make sure the sound is working and sounds good. If you need a pen to click through like a Promethean board, or if you use your own clicker or the teacher's clicker, test it all out ahead of time. Control all of the controllable things that you possibly can. This is a great time for making small talk or establishing or developing or furthering a relationship with the classroom teacher whose classroom you're in. If they plan to stay in the room while you're there, don't let this intimidate you. They'll honestly probably tune you out if they're sitting there working. Or they'll chime in with helpful thoughts to add to your lesson and connect it back to something they're doing in the classroom. I absolutely love when this happens. It feels really natural, it gives the lesson a good flow, and it often gives students a fun perspective that you and the teacher get to banter off of each other, and you end up coming up with some really good examples and add-ins to the lesson that maybe were spontaneous that you did not expect to happen. If the teacher plans to leave and you really don't feel comfortable with that, especially in the beginning, like maybe you're super intimidated or even afraid of the classroom management piece, ask them for some tips or routines or expectations for their classroom. Number three, anticipate what may happen and then practice your lesson. I want you to think about all the things you might be nervous about going into this lesson, and then let's do something practical. Okay. Write out a list. You're going to split it in half. List out all the things on the left-hand side, like in a column, that make you nervous or anxious before going into a classroom, or things that may happen when you're in the classroom. Are you afraid you'll talk too fast? Are you nervous that you'll run out of things to say and finish too quickly and not have anything else to do till the bell? Are you nervous that you won't know the answer to a question that a student asks, or you're afraid of a behavior from a student that might cause a really big disruption and derail your whole lesson? Okay, I'm not trying to put things in your mind if you hadn't even worried about these things yet. Okay, in that column, you've got all those things listed. Now, in a column next to it, I want you to combat the thing you're nervous about with the solution. So if you're nervous about talking too fast, practice your timing, or, you know, say it to yourself. I can practice my timing with this lesson. Speak slower than what feels natural, because I guarantee if you slow it down, it's going to actually be normal paced. When you're nervous, you're just going to naturally talk faster than you anticipate. If you're afraid of running out of things to do, plan a few extra activities or games. Always just have like that same game in your back pocket that students love to fill the time. Or ask the teacher if it's okay if you finish up early. They might have some stuff that they want the students to work on. So I've never met a teacher who is upset that I finished early in their classroom. They always have stuff for their students to do. Now, maybe you're wondering, what if a student asks me a question that I don't know the answer to? Newsflash, you are a human. It is okay. Tell them you'll find out the answer and let them know. Wouldn't they rather get the right answer and wait a little bit than get an answer that's wrong, or they find out later that it's wrong? Tell them to shoot you an email. This puts the responsibility back on them, and then you will have an opportunity to give them a thoughtful and thorough response with the best information. You probably can include links and websites and, you know, get some really thorough information out to them. And then one of those other ones that maybe you were nervous about, decide what your policy is going to be for dealing with difficult behaviors or sassy students. Really, decide once how you're going to handle these things so that you have minimal surprises when you head out to do your lessons. Then practice, practice, practice. Run through your lessons or run through your slides. Talk it out, time it out. Plan your jokes and your examples. There is no shame in that. It is fine. It works and it's not weird. Soon enough, you'll be a natural. Like, you won't even have to practice it. You'll know how long it takes you to do this lesson. You'll probably end up doing the lesson so many times that you can do it in your sleep and you'll wonder why you were even nervous. Even if you go 6 months or a year without doing it again, you'll be so good at it when it comes back to time to do it again. Since I'm not a huge fan of bringing work home, I'd encourage you to carve out time in your day, put it on your calendar, or do it while you're eating lunch, run through your lesson. Squeeze this into your day because the practicing may be as important to you in the beginning as the actual classroom lesson itself. I hope these three ways for building your confidence were helpful for you. Remember to check out counselorclick.com/classroom for more ready-made classroom lessons for you to use in your high school counseling program. I'll see you next week for more high school counseling conversations with a special guest episode. Hey, I have a favor to ask of you. If you're loving the show, would you head over and leave a 5-star review wherever you like to listen? This helps get the word out to other high school counselors just like yourself that this is a podcast worth tuning into. It would actually encourage me too to know that I'm not just talking to myself. Do me a favor and head over to your podcast listening platform and leave a review for High School Counseling Conversations. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's CLIQUE. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.